Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to everyone. Welcome to the AP Rallo monthly call taking place on Thursday, 20th of September, 2018 at 600 UTC. On our call today, we have Satish Babu, Maureen Hilliard, Cheryl Langdonor, Holly Reich, Liana Gaussian, Priyatosh Jana, Andita Chudhuri, Jehangir Hossein, Nadira El-Araj, Tomohiro Fujisaki, Ahmed El-Sadeh, Hong Su, Yanis Lee, and Leon Sanchez. Currently, we don't have anyone listed on the Chinese channel. We have received apologies from Kylie Kan, Ali El-Meshal, and Swadi Hassan. And from staff side, we have Silvia Vivanko, Siranush Vardanyan, and myself, Yeshim Nazlar. Our Chinese interpreters for today's call are Yiyi and Jesse. And before we start, I would like to remind everyone to state their names before speaking for the transcription purposes and also for the interpretation purposes as well, please. And now I would like to leave the floor back to you, Satish. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Yeshim. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, and welcome to the September call of Equilio. Right now, we have quite a bit of policy activities going on in the at-large community. And of course, we are preparing for the next weekend meeting, which is coming up in Barcelona next month. We hope to be able to update the community on the initiatives that are happening currently. So thanks to all of you who have joined this call. Unfortunately, I'm finding that my Adobe Connect suddenly stopped working, and Yeshim has very kindly sent me some tips on getting it reactivated. And I understand that this has happened to some others as well, so maybe there is some common issue. So the net result of this is that I will not be able to see the hands in the AP room. So I'm requesting Yeshim to update if there are any hands raised. With that, we are moving into the on with the agenda. Today we do not have any pending pipeline of membership applications, so we are keeping that particular agenda item, and we will go straight on to agenda item number 2, the at-large review implementation. In the last meeting, Cheryl had taken us through the presentation of the next step. So today we have Maureen and Cheryl will be updating us on the next steps and the current situation vis-a-vis the at-large review implementation. So over to you, Maureen. Maureen, are you muted?
Yeah, I was muted. Sorry.
I can
start now. Thank you. Thank you, everyone. Just giving you a brief summary of where we're at the moment with the implementation program. I'll do a bit of a spiel, and then I'm sure Cheryl will be able to back me up with all the things I've forgotten. But we're just now going through, we received the board okay to go ahead with the implementation in September, and we've been working on a plan to get feedback from the community on the various items and issues. So this is currently being, we're currently putting this information onto a wiki page that has been prepared so that everyone can see how we're going to go about this. What we have, what I'm proposing is that we will have 10 holders who are members of the ALAC and regional leaders who will lead the discussions on each of the 16 issues that the board has asked us to look at, look into, and develop steps to implement and address the issue that's actually being mentioned. We will be asking for participants, and I know that at the moment AP Rālo has the greatest number of participants in this group, and I'm very pleased to see that. But it's really important that you know, everybody does have an opportunity to look through the ALAC proposal, and if there is anything that you think that you can contribute as an idea to actually help us improve the way in which a particular item is actually currently being run, that we can, you know, sort of like develop a new innovative way to address the issues that have, that were raised. And as I've said to the ALAC, we may not have thought that there was a problem, but you know, it's been identified, and we do have to address it. Cheryl, have you got anything else that you would like to add to that?
Well, just briefly, Maureen, if you don't mind. Just following on from what you said and what I covered in our the presentation, I think it was only last month that I did it, actually. I just wanted to remind everybody that what Maureen's referring to is a two-part priority activity for us at the moment. The majority of our focus will be on developing what's specifically the implementation plan, in other words, the timeline, milestones, resourcing, etc., that is expected for those recommendations. And that implementation plan, noting that we have to do the least complex and least expensive ones first, that's under the resolution of the board. So obviously some of our orders aren't going to be mucked about with too much. That particular plan needs to be in the hands of the Organisational Effectiveness Committee. Well, we're aiming to have it a little in the latter part of December. The actual deadline would have been the 23rd of December. We personally don't think the Organisational Effectiveness Committee, perhaps Leon will correct me on this and tell me we're wrong, we don't think they'll be spending their seasonal break reading it. So we were going to get it a few days earlier at least. That is the plan at the moment. But the due date is the 23rd of December, but the pitch is to do it a little earlier than that. Of course, following on from that, the actual implementation work, which is where we drill down into greater detail and of course, don't just have the lofty plans, but the actual implementation to carry out continues on. So with that, I'm sure we'll keep you all posted, but right now, anybody who'd like to join us on our next working group call, which I believe, Maureen, is the 27th, is that correct? If not, staff will put the correct date and time into chat. Thanks.
Maureen, you have anything to add to this, or are the three, do you want to speak about it now or later?
Yes, I'm terribly sorry that I have to rush away sort of like earlier than the stop of this meeting. So I'd really like to, if at all possible, thank you, raise this one. This is the at-large summit meeting, which will be in Montreal in 2019. Right up until last week, we were, you know, like panicking a bit because the ICANN meetings team was in Montreal and they were actually starting to organise rooms and for each of the constituencies. And because we wanted to hold, that's where we wanted to hold the Atlas, we needed to make sure that we could have the rooms that we wanted and the breakout rooms and all the sorts of things that you need to hold an Atlas meeting available to us. But we hadn't had the okay from the board. So fortunately, while they were at their retreat in Brussels, and we were very pleased to have the support of our at-large board member, Leon, at that meeting, and the board actually gave their okay for us to hold our at-large summit and gave us some budgets as well, which is very, very heartening. So we've been given the okay to hold the event and by the board, and there are going to be some limitations. I have to warn you about that, is that whereas at the previous summit meeting that we held in London, there were over 200, anyone who was associated with an ALS was invited. Unfortunately, our budget will not reach that far, and so that we are going to be constrained, the numbers that we invite are going to be constrained by our budget, so that what we will be looking at with regards to invitations is a very strong and active participation in policy development. There will be lots of discussions to do with policy at the summit, and there will be an expectation that people will hit the ground running when we are there and discussing what we will be discussing at that event. So there will be We have to tell ICANN who we're going to take to the meeting by May of next year, even though the event is in October, November, not quite sure what day, but it's sort of like that time of year. We have to notify ICANN of who the invitees are going to be in May. So between now and May, there will be criteria developed and there will be metrics that will be looking at participation. It's just that we have to be fair about how we choose people who actually attend. So that's one of the reasons why we are looking at some way that's going to be fair to choose our invitees. So you will be informed about this more in the next few weeks. Probably Barcelona will have more information, so if you're going to be available then or participating remotely, do keep in touch so that we can inform you all about the developments according to how we go. Again, Cheryl is sort of like part of my at-large summit team, and she may have something to add.
Thank you, Maureen. Honestly, I think you've covered it excellently. I just popped into the chat, however, that in addition to people that are proven contributors to policy and policy development, in other words, the work of at large under the bylaws, the favour will be clearly looking towards those who are also showing themselves as wishing to be or capable of being thought leaders and ambassadors for the improvements that we will be putting into implementation over that period of time as a result of the recent review. So if you see yourself as a thought leader, an ambassador, and a key part of the future of policy development, as well as perhaps a potential leader either in the region or in the regions or in ALAC itself, then you should be looking at your demonstrables to prove you're going to be the perfect ones to be chosen to join us at the Atlas 3. And just a note, it will be based on Maureen's passion for, I can be pushier than she can on this, she's far too humble, but it will be because of Maureen's passion for demonstrables and metrics and measurables, there won't be a matter of each region gets equal amounts. This will be a meritocracy. So stand in line and try and get to the front of it. Thank you, Maureen. Thanks, Satish.
Thank you, Cheryl and Maureen. Before we open for questions, I see that Leon is on the call.
Satish?
I'd like to welcome Leon to the call. Welcome, Leon, and glad that you could find time to join us. I also see that...
thank you very much, Satish.
Oh, you're welcome, Leon. I see that Justin has a question. So, Justin, over to you.
Yes, hi. This is Justin. Hope you can hear me. Sorry, I probably was a bit late in raising my hand. I was going to make comments on possibly the previous topic. Sorry, I'm a bit lost at the agenda because I'm working as a office. But it's pertaining to the at-large review implementation working group agenda, I guess. Just that I remember distinctly expressing interest in helping with metrics. So I'm just putting out a reminder that I do see an element of metrics in the work of the ARIWG. So this is just sticking my hand up for that. If someone could remind me on where and what to do about it, appreciate it because, you know, my attention has just been drawn in too many different directions at the moment. Thank you.
Thanks, Justin. And would Maureen want to comment?
Thank you, Satish. This is Maureen for the record. Yes, Justine, would be very, your contribution to metrics would be very valuable. What we'll be doing is we'll be sending out information about who the leads are in each of the different, issue areas. And so that if there is something that you want to make a comment on, you can actually send it directly to that. I'm assuming I'd really like to set up sort of like conversation threads so that the lead, the pen holders will make a statement that people can comment on and so that they can build up the process and the steps that are required for the implementation plan. But, we will keep you posted and make sure that everybody is aware of what will be required because we do want as many people involved in this whole process as possible. Thank you.
Thank you, Maureen. Are there any other questions? My ability is still very unstable. It is repeatedly crashing, so Yashin, please remind me if you see any hand. I may not be able to see them. With that,
sure, Satish.
Yeah, thanks. Not seeing any questions at this point, we will move on to the routine ILAC policy update. It's over to Maureen Holi and Cheryl as required to carry work on early inequality today. So over to you, Maureen.
Thank you very much. The statements, if you can all see your screen, several of them are, some of them are voting, some are out for comment, and the ones that are drafting. I think I'll start with the drafting ones to alert people to please have a look at the policy page and individual wikis for them, because these are still things you can contribute to, and we hope that you do contribute to start from really the bottom up from what's listed in statements in progress. The bottom one, proposed GTLD registration data access protocol. That's actually a protocol that was developed to replace the WHOIS protocol. I've put some comments there to basically say it was developed to allow, and it has the functionality in it to allow gated access. It's really an important component of the whole WHOIS discussion. It's the gated access part of the protocol is not required at the moment because there is not an ICANN proper policy requiring gated access, but there will be, in fact, you've got the temporary specification and the EPDP, the WHOIS. So, in fact, that's on the cards. Please read the comments to date. The next, working from the bottom up, the next steps on reviews, and if you will remember, if you've been watching the policy, there were comments on both long-term and short-term reviews. I'm afraid the comment I put in was, oh my goodness, another review. But Alan's put in a long contribution saying, yes, in fact, we should make some comments, not the least of which is we need to better organize the reviews and actually focus on outcomes of the reviews to make sure that what's recommended actually happens. So I'd invite you to read Alan's comment on that. The third one that's drafting, and this is still available for comment, new GTLD subsequent procedures. Now, this has a number of aspects to it. This is one of the main items that the Consumer Working Group, Consumer Policy Working Group, is working on. I know some of the people on this call are also involved in drafting some of those statements, and we really need everyone to have a look and to participate in some of the major issues that were raised. Cheryl can tell you that subsequent procedures came up with a number of recommendations on a range of issues, so read through and pick the issues that are of interest to you. The working group is meeting, and the final submission, the final response from ALAC and everybody for that matter, is the end of September. Now, the next up comment, this is just comment being sought. It's not a proper policy process, but this is part of the whole of the larger issues surrounding WHOIS. This is community feedback on what's called a unified access model. What this is about is seeking who should have access to WHOIS data. And that's really part of that larger WHOIS question. This was, as it shows, it's the, Greg Chatton is commenting on that. Moving up, what's up for votes, this is the managing ID invariants. For those who haven't followed ID invariants, it's really the script, the international domain names, the internationalized script, and some of the issues that arise from using different scripts to ASCII. It's reasonably complex, and Satish, I won't give the floor right now, but Satish, if you want to add something after I finish, it's a very important issue, particularly for IDNs, internationalized domain names, using something other than non-ASCII scripts. And the final one, IPCBC accreditation and access model. Again, this is access to WHOIS data, and it is a model that was put forward by the intellectual property and business communities. And again, it forms part of the larger issues about who is, about all of the issues surrounding who is data, what data is made available, in what circumstances, and to whom. If is happy to take any questions, and Satish, I notice you're the pen holder for the ID invariants. Do you want to add anything to our discussion about the ID invariant that's out for voting at the moment?
Thank you, Holly. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Am I audible? Okay, thanks. Regarding the IDN variant issue, the main problem that this seeks to solve is that in many languages, some words are used interchangeably, although they are written differently. In English, we write color, the word color, in two ways, C-O-L-O-R and C-O-L-O-U-R. But we hardly notice this, and we use these things interchangeably, depending on which part of the world you come from. And while reading, we effortlessly read it as one. Now, unfortunately, the DNS system doesn't work like that. The DNS system is exact, and it requires an exact string. And if you delegate C-O-L-O-R, C-O-L-O-U-R is not going to work. So unfortunately, the way language communities work, people take for granted that this would work. And when it doesn't work, it creates some confusion in users' minds. So generally, from an end-user perspective, we feel that it is a good thing to have variants where the particular language and the community are used to such a practice. Unfortunately, if you look at the way the IDN particularly, but not just IDN, but IDN particularly handle the issue of variants, the main issue that comes up is that there are a large number of combinations that are possible, that are feasible, and as these numbers of, when you combine the first level TLD with the second level, these variants sometimes become unmanageable. So the real question here is how to balance the user comfort issue with the security, stability, resiliency, and the manageability of large numbers of labels. So that is the main issue that we're trying to cover. And as end users, wherever the community, the language communities traditionally have been using these variants, we would like these variants to be also delegated. But also note that there are challenges, and some of the automatic processes that have been recommended earlier may not address the manageability issue particularly. So that's it from me on the IDN part of it. The floor is now open for any questions on any. I see Cheryl's hand here. Cheryl, please go ahead.
Thank you very much, Satish. Cheryl, for the record, and not so much questions as embellishments from me. And I certainly hope that the ALAC, just for the record, I hope that the ALAC has the good sense to put in a supportive vote on the recommendations regarding IDN variants and top-level domains, because it's been, as you well know, a thorny issue for quite some time, more than 15, 20 years. But it is a technical issue and a highly technical one, and I hope they take the experience that you brought to the pen holding there as read and just go along quietly with it. I just wanted to mention two very brief things regarding two issues that Holly covered as under drafting. Working backwards, I guess, again, report for new GTLD subsequent procedures. Holly, thank you for encouraging people to go and have a look at the questions and recommendations. But in the 300 plus pages of initial report, we have in fact posed no less than 211 questions, I believe. So I don't want to put people off by asking them to go and do that now, when the input has to be completed and back in our hands by the 26th of September. So what you should and could do, however, is join the next consolidated policy working group call, or go to the wiki page of those meetings and put your comments in on the material that is already being drafted and is up for that working group's discussions and review. The working group went through and decided what bits we felt were of interest from a it has an effect on consumers perspective, not just that some of us thought it was interesting, but that there was a demonstrable effect on consumer interests. And so I would encourage the shortcut of putting your comments in on the material that is already being drafted. And I wanted to compliment publicly at this meeting Justine for the huge amount of work that she's been contributing in this area as well. So your region is being well represented yet again, this time by Justine, however. The other thing I wanted just to mention is the one on the next steps on reviews. And thanks, Holly, for pointing out Alan as penholder and his contributions to date on this subject. Some of you may note this was a very short window for public comment. This is because it's really a almost a supplementary public comment. A longer public comment on the matter of the reviews, both organisational and specific, was held, as you all know. ALAC and many of you did put in comments on it. Many of us, I should say, did put in comments on it. What this is the staff paper that has looked at those comments now, has done an analysis and is saying, now, is this what we understand the community is saying? This is our take on what we believe the community is saying. Is that clear? Does the community want to make some embellishments? So it's a little bit like icing a cake. The cake's predominantly cooked, but we get to decide on the colour of the icing and the decorations. And so those of you who are passionate and interested on reviews, however, I'd also encourage you, if you've got ICANN news bulletin in the last 24 hours, you'll have noticed that there is a strangely named, perhaps, webinar on standardised operational procedures. Don't think that's terribly boring. In fact, it has a specific link into the specific reviews. It is 34-odd pages, a thrill-packed and exciting reading on a set of standard operational procedures for how specific reviews is being proposed to be run in the future. And so I'd encourage people who have an interest in reviews to also sign up for that webinar, at least one of which time is eminently suitable for Asia Pacific. Thank you.
Thank you, Cheryl Satish, again for the record. So Cheryl has mentioned several important points in her last intervention. I would, of course, join all of us in recognizing Justin's contributions in addition to our Holly, Maureen, and Cheryl, of course, who have been leading this process from the front. So Justin and supported by others, including Nadira, have actually been working very hard on some of the CPWG policy initiatives. You will see that we have an agenda number 4 where we are specifically talking about CPWG. This agenda has been here because Maureen had sent a mail saying, is there any way we can get some more people from AP Relo to join the CPWG? Of course, we have several very active members, but we need more, as Maureen also says in the chat. Now, since Cheryl has already broached the topic, I also would like to add to what Cheryl said, that the CPWG is an excellent platform to kind of ease in, especially newcomers, into the policy process. You would be able to get support
from other more experienced part of the at large community there, and there are some excellent discussions happening there. So for any member of our community here who would like to kind of dip their toe in the policy process, I would say that the right place to start is CPWG. So I would like to reaffirm what Maureen and Holly and Cheryl have been saying, that please, any of you who want to try this out, join the call. The call is in two different time slots. So definitely one of them at least is definitely friendly for most parts of Asia-Pacific. But nevertheless, any of you who would like to participate, you're most welcome to participate, and you're encouraged to participate. This is how, although I'm not trying to link the Atlas III participation with this particular item, but at some point the activity of our community is going to be measured by people like Maureen. One of the best way, or rather the only way to establish activity, is to participate in some of these policy processes particularly. So I will leave it there. Are there any other questions or comments on any of the policy discussions? I don't see any hands. So in that case, we will move on to agenda item number 4, the second part of it, which is the social media working group, which is co-chaired by Liana and Amrita. Over to you, Liana and Amrita.
Thank you, Satish. This is Liana speaking. So about the social media working group, I'd like to say everyone that we have decided to have the calls for this working group be weekly, and I would encourage everyone who's active in social media to join the group and the calls and share their ideas how to better organize the distribution of information. Unfortunately, the last call I had to apologize for not participating is I was at the TLD con meeting taking place in Latvia, but I know that Amrita was there. We have talked about it, but probably it would be better for Amrita to do the update from the call. What I also wanted just to remind to all our members is about our newsletter, which is the core part of our social activities. So please, everyone, whatever activity you have during the month within your ALS related to ICANN activities or just the internet-related issues activities, please share that with us, and we will make sure to have that included in the newsletter. That's all from me. I'm Amrita.
Thanks, Liana. Just to add on the social media strategies which we had shared during the call the other day, is that we could have a more interactive social media Facebook page, as Liana mentioned. We would love to have information about the various activities the ALSs are doing in their own respective regions with photographs, which could be showcased at the Facebook page as well as tweeted out. Since ICANN 63 is coming, we could possibly have a Facebook live session from the leaders. The ideas were quite liked by the at-large social media group too, and they are also planning to have a session on the KSK rollout. We also proposed, if we could have once a month a question and answer with AP Rallo leaders, where community members can ask questions on how they can engage, contribute, or progress with the community and the leadership in the Facebook Live sessions. We could also possibly have a meet an ALS where we highlight a particular community member, which could be highlighted in the newsletter, on Facebook, as well as through Twitter. Simultaneously, we could also have some Twitter storms wherein using a particular hashtag or a particular issue, there could be interaction within various ALSs from the region, which people who are not so participative to kind of be curious and participate, or at least look at those Twitter storms. So these were certain ideas we discussed, and you know, we hope to hear from you. And as Liana said, please do share what you have done this month with us, preferably by 23rd or 24th. Then we would like to have it added into the newsletter. That's all from me. Thank you.
Thank you, Amrita and Liana, for that update. The last point on the Twitter storm. It is interesting because the other parts of ICANN, notably NCUC, has been using Twitter for specific short discussion. Twitter, of course, is a discrete form of, there are no conversations there directly, but this mode of using Twitter has apparently worked for them. So we also could perhaps think of using Twitter for this. The next is an update on the outreach and engagement working group, actually the subcommittee. Ali, who's our co-chair or vice chair on the working group, is unfortunately in apology today. I can give you the two highlights. One is that the outreach plan, the strategy has been shared online. We had posted initially the strategy document for comments. We received quite a few comments, most of which related to how to optimally use the crop program. Unfortunately, this year the crop has been cut from 5 to 3, which has made our maneuverability in this space somewhat difficult. So we have accepted those comments, and we have submitted our revised the outreach plan to ICANN. And particularly interesting has been the fact that the GSE team, Jerome and others in his team, have been extremely helpful in creating this plan. And also, it is interesting that GSE is funding from their budget some of the specific events, particularly those that relate to establishing at-large structures in countries that we do not presently have any. For instance, Myanmar or Vietnam, which are fairly big countries that we do not yet have at large structures, and I would like to particularly note the support that we have received in this regard from Jerong and the GSE team at Singapore. So that has been a very interesting development while we were finalizing the outreach plan. Subsequently, the subcommittee has had a meeting. Unfortunately, I was not part of that meeting, so I'm not aware. If anyone else who participated in that meeting is there in this call, you can provide an update. Else, we'll have Ali back the next call, and he should be able to update during the next call. Are there any comments or questions on these working group updates? Yep, not seeing any hands. We will now move on to an update on the NOMCOM. It's over to Nadira.
Yeah, thank you, Satish. This is Nadra for the record. Probably some of you noticed what I shared about the latest development of the number on the mailing list. Unfortunately, we got an email regret that Luz Ruiz van der Laan, she has unfortunate that she will not be able to take the position next year. And luckily, this year, and it seems for the first time, we have for each of the positions we have an alternative, and this alternative went through also to the end, to the background check, and was ready to be as an alternative, and that's what happened with us. And luckily, we have a good candidate, Danko Živatović. He is the Serbian famous of being the Serbian father of the internet, and that it worked well. Even he's coming from Europe, and also adding not just only from Europe, is from the Eastern Europe. Usually, very rarely to have them in the board. On the other update, only yesterday, and I'm pleased to announce the new leadership for the NAMCOM 2018, and we have the chair is Damon Ashcraft, and the chair-elect is Cheryl Miller, and the associate chair is Zahid Jamil. And I think the transition, because they are being there, things will go smoothly. Back to you, Satish. Thank you.
Thank you, Nadira, for that update. Of course, we will all miss Luz Ruiz, who was a very active part of the board and was part of the community as well. And she had no problems in kind of communicating with all of us. And I still remember the time that she had gone out of her way to elicit feedback from the community on specific issues. So it's a great loss for us. Of course, it's good to have someone from Eastern Europe, which has not been represented so far. But I just note that we have substituted a woman with a man. So it is a little bit loss of diversity there, but I presume that could not be helped. Right. So I don't... Oh, Cheryl has raised her hand.
Thank you, Satish. Sorry, very briefly. Luz Ruiz is certainly going to be sorely missed. I couldn't agree more with your comments. But as I would count myself amongst her slightly perhaps closer associates and supporters within ICANN, I am quite confident that, especially when these are circumstances well beyond her control, that she would deeply appreciate any perhaps little formal thank you note that we might wish to send. I'll also suggest the same for ALAC, but I think our region should and could put a vote of thanks through formally at this meeting and then have Satish send off under his signature a special note of thanks for her contributions, because she's been an extraordinary community-minded contributor, and I know she would deeply appreciate that sort of thank you.
Oh, thanks, Cheryl. That's an excellent idea. I'll certainly do it. I personally miss her, but also as Apirello. So we'll certainly respond and say, give her a formal thank you note from our region. Excellent idea indeed. We have come to the end of the formal agenda. Are there any other issues or comments or questions that anyone would like to raise? We have still a few more minutes available with us. I see Leon's raised his hand. Please go ahead, Leon.
Thank you very much, Satish. Thank you for having me here. And I apologize for missing the past meetings. Not always the time is the best for my time zone. But however, I'm here and I will make my best effort to continue to be with you on this call. As you know, I'd like to inform you about the workshop that the board just held in Brussels, and it was a very positive workshop. The board made 11 decisions during its workshop, and the highlights are that we continue to work on the fiscal year 19 priorities for the board, the strategic plan, looking ahead, of course, for the next years. And one decision that I consider to be key, no pun intended, is the KSK rollover, which will take place on October the 1st. This is a decision that, as you might have followed, had been postponed because of some technical issues. But finally, the board technical committee is suggesting that we go ahead and start the process for rolling over the KSK, which, as you know, is an important part for signing the route and a key element for the security and stability of the Internet. So this will happen or will begin happening on October the 1st. We also pass a resolution on the non-com leadership, which we have heard recently from Nadira. And we made some other resolutions on consent agenda that I encourage you to have a look at our board meetings minutes that have been already published as far as I can tell, and I will provide you with the links as soon as I have them. So as I said, we had a very fruitful workshop in Brussels, and we look forward to continue to work with you all in our meeting in Barcelona. So I, of course, would like to thank you again for having me here. And if you have any questions, I am, of course, open to any questions that you may have. Thank you very much. And thank you for the birthday wishes, Maureen. Thank you to all. What best way of beginning my birthday than being here with the AP Rallo community? Thank you very much.
Thanks very much, Leon, and happy birthday from all of us here.
Oh, happy birthday. Yay!
Thanks for the board update and the KSK rollover update. We look forward to more information on this, and thanks again. Are there any questions for Leon? If you have any questions, of course, you know where to find him. He's always available on email. So with that, we have come to the end of the agenda. If there are any other interventions that anyone would like to make, please raise your hand right now. Cheryl has mentioned about a letterhead for AP Rallo to send our formal thanks. I will ask staff. It'll be good to have that because it'll then go out in the name of AP Rallo, which is the right way to do a formal thank you note. So thanks. I think Liana has raised her hand. Liana, please go ahead quickly.
Thank you, Satish. This is Liana speaking. I would like just shortly to give an update about the Global IGF, which is going to be in November. So the official website for this year's Paris meeting is already launched. The address is igf2018.fr, which is for France. So those who are interested can have a look at that and see the initial schedule. And also, there is a project launched for the translation of the website in all the official UN six languages, among which is the Chinese. So if our Chinese colleagues would like to contribute as an IG community to that work, they can contact the secretariat or just ping me and I'll let them know the contact. That's the update I wanted to say. Thank you.
Thanks very much, Liana, for the update from IGF. I'm not sure this time whether ALAC is going to send a formal delegate from the OND working committee. It's for the information of everybody. So I see people dropping off, so I think we will now close the call. I would like to formally thank everybody, particularly Leon, who must have been in a very odd time zone right now, and having taken his time to join us all. So thank you for all. Thank you to all of you for joining this call, and we will meet shortly at the next call. Thanks and bye-bye.
Thank you all. This meeting is now adjourned. Have a lovely rest of the day. Bye-bye.